Happy New Year, Andrew.
Happy New Year.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CK. How's your volume?
It's good. It's a little low.
Oh. How's your volume?
Oh, there we go. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
It's 2026.
2026.
And thank God that stupid last year is over. How was your last year?
I mean, there was some ups. There was some downs. But no, I'm glad. New start.
Ain't a start.
2026.
I'm so glad that everything is over. I was telling you at my place, that even the show is weird for me because I've got a stack of CDs that I brought.
Yeah.
Usually I have a hard drive, and on Christmas Day, I was spending the perfect day by myself,
mm-hmm.
and it was heaven. And I was backing up my life on my computer that I've had for the last 10 plus years onto a hard drive, and everything was almost transferred over, not just transferred, but like cut and pasted from my hard drive, from my laptop to my hard drive. And then my fat idiot cat jumps on the table, uses the hard drive to scratch his face, tips it over, and it just stopped registering as a drive. It started clicking like crazy. And now it's off in Toronto, hopefully, to be data recovered. I'm sure it'll be fine, but man, it ruined my day because I'm thinking that all these pictures and videos of my parents who were both dead, now the pictures are dead, and I went to some pretty dark places mentally. Yeah. But everything is beautiful and fine. My last quarter 2026 especially sucked.
Yeah.
Business-wise, family-wise, everything just fell apart. But 2026, new year, I'm starting it off here with you.
Great.
I talked to two of my other... I consider you one of my best friends. I know we only see each other a couple times a year, but we chat all the time.
Yeah.
But I talked to my friend Dave in BC. I talked to my friend Troy in Toronto, and I get to hang out with you tonight. So I'm having a solid friend day today.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man.
I keep forgetting it's New Year's Day today.
Yesterday.
True. I'm just very confused these days. Like this last week.
What have you been doing with
your... Not a whole lot.
Like what though?
Like
I can tell you exactly what I've been doing.
Like I've been
call back in a bit. I'm talking.
Been watching.
I know
some,
it is.
I've been watching some movies. I've been like reading.
What have you seen? What are you?
I just watched the new Knives Out.
Ooh, I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, it was all right.
Good. Rian Johnson a lot.
Yeah, like the first one, I think, is still my favorite. It was kind of like it's a little funny, a little bit like quirky. This one is more serious, but but good. It was good. Yeah, I think that was the last one I watched.
Sick.
Yeah.
And what are you reading? Are you reading Star Wars pocket books?
Right now, I am reading. I'd finished. What did I finish? Oh, a book called Dark Matter. So it's about like multiple, like it's a story, but it's like about multiple dimension. Like, you know how that there's like the theory that like there's like
parallel worlds.
Parallel
and stuff.
Worlds. Yeah. So it was interesting. And so now I'm reading this other one. It's kind of for work. But we're planning on like this one class I'm teaching. We're planning on maybe making like a short film.
Cool.
And so like this book kind of is what one of the other our administrators suggested. And so it's called Marrow Thieves. So it's about these like indigenous kids who it's like a post-apocalyptic story where they're stealing, like lose the ability to dream. And so there's something in the marrow of indigenous people that allows them to dream. And so like they're trying to steal that from them. And it's just like this
that's
survival
awesome,
kind of thing. So that's what I'm reading right now.
And you said, wait, what about a short film?
Sorry. Oh, like we're going to maybe make something with...
Oh, very cool.
We'll see if it works out. But it's an idea, I mean, another teacher had a month or two ago. And
is the book is written by an Indigenous dude or a woman or something?
Yeah.
An Indigenous person?
Yeah.
Is it a Canadian book?
I think so.
Ooh.
I believe so.
See, I'm crap at reading unless it's like articles or like short form things.
Yeah.
But if it's a graphic novel... As long as I have the visuals, I'm hooked.
I've been getting better. Like, I've really been trying to read, like, longer. This is, like, a young adult book.
Who cares?
But, like, it's, like, not, like yeah, it's, like, technically. But it's good. It's interesting so far.
Do you remember, there's one book that I never read in elementary school, but remember The Giver?
Yeah.
So apparently there's 4 books in that series.
Oh, no, I've never read it either.
You never read The Giver?
No.
It's great. It's young adult, but it's a great sci-fi kind of book. And then there's another one that I never read called A Wrinkle in Time.
I read that.
But there's like a whole series of them.
Yeah, I've read it like when I was young.
And I want to get those.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of books that I like kind of missed out on. Like I've never read any Vonnegut.
Okay.
Like Slaughterhouse-Five.
Yeah,
or...
I think I read one a long time. I should reread one again. I'm trying to get back into like some of those like classics.
The classics. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into as well. Because like, there's always like really nice hardcover editions too.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember like EC Comics? They were like more 50s, 60s kind of stuff. Like very, like a lot of horror stuff. Like Tales from the Crypt was an EC comic.
Yeah.
There's a book that I just found on Amazon today. I didn't order it, but it's the complete Ray Bradbury at EC Comics. And between like 4 years of EC Comics, I think they did 28 adaptations of his books like that Tales from the Crypt comic book style thing. Yeah. So I want to pick that up because I love Bradbury a lot.
Yeah. I remember reading that in high school too.
Yeah, I think, well, what did you read?
We read The Martian Chronicles. And then I read Fahrenheit 451 later. I think that's all I've ever read by Ray Bradbury, though.
There's the Illustrated Painted Man or the Illustrated Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds, all the tattoos. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff that I want to get into reading. I want to be more well-rounded.
It's interesting. It's something I've really been trying to make an actual effort and put time aside for it every day. But I read some Philip K. Dick.
Hell yeah.
So like it was The Man in High Castle, which was okay.
Okay.
It's like a story about...
You have Nazis won.
Yeah.
They had a TV show on Amazon.
Okay, yeah, yeah. A lot of these books have. Like, so this Dark Matter book I read before, the one I'm reading right now, has a Apple TV show.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't watched it, but maybe eventually.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Reading the book first, so...
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to it because, again, I brought CDs. You brought CDs and records. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of stuff going on. I'm going to play some Von Zippers right now. I was at the Stretch Marks reunion show, and the lead singer of the Von Zippers was there with another friend from Forbidden Dimension, and I just didn't bump into them.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed because I've loved the Von Zippers since I was like 13.
Yeah.
And... I could have met the singer who I've imitated and wrecked my voice doing. If you're going to call back, feel free. I will answer. This is the Von Zippers with Worms on the Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan. Is there something in here? What is happening? All right.
Right.
I thought we'd have more time, but we don't have more time. You're listening to The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg with special guest Andrew Olenek.
Hello.
One of my, yeah, I mean, we've been friends for longer than I've done the radio show, so for like 25 years, I guess.
Oof. No.
Shit, no, we graduated
21 years ago.
21 and a half.
Yeah, well, let's just say 21.
Are you sure about that?
Let's just say 21.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, because I met you like in grade 10. Okay, yeah. we were in the same class with Miss Carter.
Yes.
So it was me, you, and Rochelle Corpecho in the group. Okay, that's... Yes. I remember that. Okay,
I just remember the reason why is because she put us in alphabetically.
Yes.
She sat us alphabetically, and because I sat by Carol Lincoln.
Yeah.
And then you were ahead of me or whatever.
I was against the chalkboard on the side.
Yeah. And like you were sitting in front of me and Kara.
Yeah. And then Rochelle was right in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because like I work with another grad from Miles Mac. He graduated a few years after us. We just barely didn't overlap.
Who is it?
Jehu Peters.
Yeah.
So like... he would have been in grade 10, grade 9 when we were in grade 12, I think.
Oh, so he would have been there when I like stayed that extra year.
He may have been.
I have no idea who this kid is.
But yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Anyways, so yeah, he was, but we spent like, because we student taught together, me and this guy, and we spent like a good 10 minutes trying to figure out her name.
Oh, Jehu?
No. Like Miss Carter.
Oh, Carter.
Yeah. Like, yes. Just kind of, it's like beige. Like, just that, like, I don't know. Everything kind of blends in.
Yeah.
For me, at least. I don't know.
No, I still remember a lot of things vividly. I don't want to say I'm locked in that era, but like when I talk to people from elementary school, middle school, all that stuff, I remember everything. And everyone's like, I don't know what the hell.
Like, I don't remember. I remember things we did in that class. I remember like sitting with the people I sat with, but I couldn't remember her for the long. Like now, it comes to me more easily. But yeah,
I remember meeting Mike's oldest kids at a farmer's market because I was doing Bronx, and his parents still like live right there.
Yeah,
and they came down, and his kids we just clicked, and like I was joking around with them, and when I talked to Mike. Shortly after, he said, my kids are so shy, they don't talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But I told his son, when you see your dad next, you have to walk like this and go, I am Iron Man. And I messaged Mike and he's like, yeah, I think my kid is, I can't say the word on the air. But he's like, I think my kid is touched because he came home and he just said, friend Patrick said, rah, 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 rah. And he's like, yep. And he just like let it go. And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But yeah, the kid was just in the head. I like it. I like running into people from high school and just kind of seeing where everyone's at. There's a thing that came out on Facebook, a reunion that's happening in 2027.
Oh.
And it's just like a catch-all, whoever wants to show up kind of thing. I don't know. I might go.
Mm. We'll see.
I will see how I feel that day. Yeah. But
like, I work with a few other like Miles Mac. Right? It's weird.
Like that we went to school with.
No, like one guy at work. He's 5 or 6 years older. So at least. So like we definitely did not overlap with him. But we just randomly found out one day that we went to the same school.
Yeah,
which is weird, but cool.
Yeah, it's Winnipeg.
Yeah,
I was doing a market at that Ukrainian museum, Osoreduk by the Disraeli Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, your Andriy, the tall, skinny guy?
Yeah.
His wife works there.
Oh, okay.
And so they showed up, they bought a bunch of hot sauce, which is super cool, but nice. It was just a small, a small Winnipeg thing.
Oh, for sure. Like, if you don't know people, it's weird. It's almost like, ooh.
Well, one of the coolest things that happened was I was doing the market at East St. Paul, and a bunch of older Ukrainians, like, around my parents' age came up to me and invited me to that market. And while I was at that market for the 3 days, people kept coming up to me and saying, oh, you're Nadia's cousin. Nadia was like a lady that works there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, I guess so. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
about that. And then I was talking to my aunt, and when my grandpa was coming over from Ukraine, there were a bunch of Ukrainian families that were all related from that area of Ukraine mm-hmm. that sponsored each other to get to Canada. And the lady who said she was my cousin, that everyone was like, oh yeah, you're this person's relative, yeah. actually was my cousin. And then I got a bunch of pictures from my aunt of my grandparents when they were young.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of my Baba and Dida with this Nadia lady's mom.
Hmm.
And then there's another picture of my Baba's mom and dad, so my great grandparents,
yeah.
and this Nadia lady's grandma hmm. all together, just like at the house.
Hmm.
So I'm like, holy shit, this, wow. like, I found out that I have a new cluster of cousins
yeah.
5 months ago.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy.
That's cool, because usually when people, like, you know, wonder if I'm like an Olenek, and then
yeah.
like nine times at nine, more than nine times out of 10, it's like, no.
Like 10 times like, out of 10?
Yeah, yeah. 9.5.
So what's with your, Olenek? Are you just not, like, are you guys just this weird outlier family?
I don't know, but like, so at work, there was a student teacher who's an, you know, she was, adopted.
Okay.
So like genetically we're not related, but
hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all the kids thought we were either yeah, yeah. brother and sister or whatever, but a couple kids said wife. So I was like, okay, I'll take that. Yeah. But no, it was it, but like usually it's not. Like it's usually not related. So I don't know, unless it's just, you know, something that like my cousins would know more about who's related to who. Like they're way more into that than I am.
Yeah. And I'm taking on that role of like family historian, I guess. Like yeah. everyone's just giving me all the paperwork and all yeah. the photo albums, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. No, like my cousins did do a lot of work on like the family tree. And then my mom's side is Mennonite, so it's like they have like, she was just pulling out the other day, like
yeah.
a book of the family tree. So
wild.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm super into it, especially now that I'm like getting older and people are dying off.
Yeah.
I like having that history and knowing
yeah.
who's who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's different now. It's like, you know, there's a digital record of everybody.
Yeah.
What we do all the time. But back then, it's, you know, names were sometimes lost to time. So.
Well, my grandparents were really, really good at record keeping. So all these photos that I got,
yeah.
flipped them over, and there's
nice.
A list on the back of who's who, like in yeah. the order that, of a